Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
I've never seen one up close.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Well, I'm a little sluttier than you. I have been up close and personal to one, and
I've been up close and personal to several.
Sometimes it's nice, and sometimes it's gross. We just lost all of our listeners with a foreskin.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I am very busy right now. An uncircumcised penis. If you've never been with anybody who is uncircumcised,
I haven't.
Never.
I've never seen one. No, I've never touched one. I've never seen one. Yeah, but just remember, everybody that I have ever been attracted to has been younger than me, and not a lot of people younger than me have uncircumcised penises.
Well, actually, not in America.
I'm sorry, I was thinking about penis.
Peni.
I was thinking about penises.
Penises.
I'm very busy thinking about dick cheese.
So salty.
No, it just smells like feet. When it's unclean. You know what like dirty, sweaty feet smell like?
Yes.
That's what a uncircumcised penis that is unclean smells like. Imagine sticking that in your mouth.
Delicious.
Low calorie.
Clay.
Oh yeah, clay. Oh, I love dirty feet and dirty ass.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Sometimes it's nice, and sometimes it's gross.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Ep. Episode 3282 of the BFO for the 4th of September 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Another since I may be too big fatty. Because Big Fatty, hi everyone, I hope you have a right day is going well. Y'all, you're two weekers today, because y'all, two weeks from today on September the 18th, y'all, that's when we are going to start our Pride 48 get together that replaces the Nolans in-person event. Y'all, we're going to have, just to remind everybody, we plans are coming together. We're going to have a pizza pie party starting at 9 p.m. in the evening on that Friday. And y'all, we're going to give away gift cans to different ones for pizza pie. And y'all, then we'll have a pink carpet where we'll talk to everybody that is in on the Zoom call. And then y'all, Saturday evening of that weekend, that's the 19th, y'all, we're going to have the Mr. and Miss Pride 48 pageant. And y'all, if you're interested in being a contestant in that, y'all get in touch with that Joey Bukkake. It's Joey at pride48.com. And that's going to start at 8 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, there's going to be a crown and a sash and a gift can to the winner. And y'all, while that's going on, while they're changing costumes and getting ready for the different sections of the competition, y'all, we're going to have something called Never Have I Ever. And y'all, we had a suits meeting on hump day night, and y'all, I'd never heard of this. So, but y'all, it sounds like it'll be a little fun. And y'all, there may be cash prizes on that too. And y'all, then, as is always the case, during a Pride 48 live event, y'all, there's going to be an underpants party. And God only knows how long that'll go. So, anyway, y'all, then, on Sunday of that weekend, the 20th, from 5, starting, it's going to run from 5 to 9 p.m., y'all, we're gonna have 12 different folks have a chance to play the $48 pyramid. Oh, Big Fatty, you're just pulling out all the stops. It's true. It's just like the $10,000 pyramid, except it's just $48. There's no $10,000, but we'll have some podcasters as the celebrities, and we will have listeners play the game for cash prizes, y'all. And then, y'all, then we're going to have bingo. We're going to have bingo after that, and y'all, there'll be gift cards for most of those games, except for the last game, y'all, and that's going to be a big meat box. Big Fatty, who's putting their big meat in a box? No, it's a big box of meat. That Durwood is gonna donate that, and y'all, then we'll have our closing show. So y'all, mark that down on your calendar for 2 weeks from now. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
I see y'all this weekend. We have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, on Sunday. On Sunday, y'all, I've never met this young person, but y'all, I believe he's the other than maybe little Logan now, but he used to be the youngest listener of the BFO. Big Fatty, can you go to... can you have to go to Child Protective Service? No. Y'all, I'm talking about the son of the one and only Princess Hana. Y'all, I'm talking about the boy genius. Oh, Big Fatty, we love the boy genius. It's true. We do love the boy genius. And y'all, all I got to say, it's got to be, it's a tough world for all of us old farts, but y'all, I think it might even be a tougher world for the young'uns also. And y'all, I don't know how old the boy genius is this year, but y'all, I'm gonna say that he's probably well, I'm sure he's driving. Anyway, y'all, he's in his I would guess he's 16 to 18, somewhere in there. Big Fatty. Never mind. My mind is going to vulgar things. It's true. So, y'all, I don't know that the boy genius is on the Twitter or the Facebook, but I know Princess Hana is, and I'm sure she'd be happy to pass along the greetings. So, y'all, if you see the boy genius or Princess Hana on the Twitty or the Face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. See, y'all, our census today is from Smokin' Hot Joe, also known as Joe Zubia. Y'all, he is from elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a semi-lurker, but he's been listening for more than 6 years. His favorite segment is the Gentleman Caller Report. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish he would change? He says, I need a fourth co-host. Big Fatty, who's the third one? I don't know. He has called the voice letter number. He's been to a Pride 48 event, but has never utilized a special chair. Big Fatty! y'all, as far as shorting himself, it says, It can only be repeated without my name attached. Big Fatty. Well, y'all, I can't read it now, so I'll have to put Big Fatty whatever. We love it on a Friday, even though you can't tell us Joe Zubia's short story. Y'all, I did read it. It's a good one. But maybe we'll just throw it in sometime during Short Week. Y'all, this is kind of Joe Zubia's impression of Miss Bacon, where she says, okay, don't play the rest of this on the show. And so that's where we are. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I had me some supper. Y'all, I had that giant Caesar grilled chicken. Ooh, Caesar salad for lunch on hump day. And y'all, I really wasn't that hungry. So, y'all, I just heated up a half of one of those pork chops I'd already cooked. I had that, and it seems like I ate a little something else. It wasn't important. I may have finished up that broccoli. Beh, Freddy, we'd remember if you did that. Then let's see. Y'all, then I was sitting here getting ready to watch the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. And y'all, they were celebrating an anniversarium. I don't remember which one it was, but I want to say maybe the 50th anniversary. Well, let's see, that would go back to 1970. No, it must have been more than that. Maybe it was the 60th or the 70th or something. Y'all, it was the anniversarium of the CBS Evening News going from a 15-minute nightly broadcast to a 30-minute nightly broadcast. Big Fatty. And Uncle Walter was the anchor back then. But y'all, as... As I was getting ready to watch that, y'all, in walks young Nicholas. Big Fatty. Y'all wasn't expecting him. One moment, please. Big Fatty, is that your poison China water? No, that's a trademark. So y'all, we sat and we chitter-chatted for a little while and everything, and... He fixed himself a cocktail, and we just piddled around and turned on the Braves game, the sports ball. Y'all, I gotta tell you, there are some, they're just hotties on the Atlanta Braves. Is all I gotta say. And y'all, then I had a suits meeting at 8 p.m. in the evening, and. We were working out some details on that Pride 48 event coming up in two weeks. And, y'all, then after that, young Nicholas headed on home. And, y'all, I watched Big Brother. And then the end of the ball game. And what else did I do? Oh, I watched the 11 o'clock news, and y'all went to bed. I actually slept pretty well again last night. So, I don't know who Whitman Tinka is visiting, but please invite him to stay another night or two. But then I got up on Thursday morning. Y'all, I did roll the recycling down on... Wednesday evening, but got up Thursday morning and had my brufkas. Y'all, I had some of that Kanaku, some of that good Kanaku smoked sausage. I know Gay Country Wes I don't know if he's still there, but he was visiting. he was visiting L.A. Big Fatty, did he say hi to Joe Batanz? No, L.A., Lower Alabama. Oh, never mind. You know, that's down where they make the Kanaku. But, y'all, it was so good. I hadn't had it in a long time, and I found a package of it in the freezer. And so, yum, yum, yum. Y'all, then I got my share. And, y'all, I've just been playing the Candy Crush, and I watched the finale. The finale of the Tough as Nails. And, y'all, I gotta say, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. So, anyway, and then, y'all, here I am recording the little show. Yes, be funny! Y'all, I'm going to go ahead and slide in another census here. This one's from Steve the Tater. And y'all, he lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a listener. He says he's been listening. He says his therapist says he's been listening far too long. Big Fanny. His favorite segment is the Gentleman Caller Report. He would say, let's play more skull music. In fact, please play it now. I'm sorry, I've got the census music playing. He has called the voice letter number. He's been to a Pride 48 event, and he has never used a special chair. Big Freddy, I just cannot believe this. And y'all, he has written so much. About his last time he sharded himself. That's going to be a show all over. Yo, maybe I play the skull music and read that. Y'all, here's Steve the Tater's short story. Last year, a lovely elderly couple, very classy, invited me to a dinner party. I got all gussied up in some nice khakis and a nice button-down shirt. Towards the end of the evening, my stomach was grumbled ominously. I absolutely refused to evacuate myself at someone's home, especially in a charming cottage such as theirs. Luckily, they live about a mile from my own abode, so I quickly headed home to take care of a business. As I pulled up, my butthole made it clear I was now in a in a danger zone. I still had two sets of stairs to climb. Well, I clenched up and tried to get to the bathroom as soon as I could, kicking off my shoes as I got inside and headed down the hall to my salvation. I'm glad to say I made it, but as I started to unbuckle my trousers, my sphincter advanced to critical failure. Advanced to critical failure, and I unloaded down my khakis. I unloaded down my khakis as I dropped them to my ankles. It was not pretty. They were ruined. I just tossed them in the garbage. I just tossed them in the garbage. I didn't even try to clean them. At least the food at the dinner party was damn tasty. Big Fatty, that's Steve the Tater. He will own. Oh, dear Gussie, he will shard up some khakis. Anyway, y'all, Alex Lefebvre is my next census, so tune in Monday for that one. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's Friday at Fatty's, and y'all, the first college sports ball games are on TV this weekend. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys over there at the Blime Time talking about Big Fatty. What were they talking about? It was, what were you saying?
Sometimes it's nice and sometimes it's gross.
Oh, Big Fatty, they must have been talking about the BFO. What else would they talk about?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.